couple of different bills that are making their way through the Missouri Senate right now, Senator. One of those is Senate Bill 609. Tell us about that one.
It is. It's a forward-thinking bill, and with the opioid addiction that's shown in Missouri and the death toll it's taking and the toll it's taking on people's lives, a good idea that said any funds that we get out of the current lawsuit to the drug companies, thou shall just go to either addiction treatment, prevention, or health care and law enforcement cost. And so it can't be spent on anything else by doing this. Don't have the money, don't know when we'll get the money, how much it'll be, but he's tying it up where it ought to go. So if it's coming from that addiction and from the drug companies, it ought to be out there to prevent the loss of lives or lives, whether it's death or whether it's just firmly scarred with that. So that was a really good bill. Third read, it's on its way to the House right now. So that was a good thing.
Another one that's also making its way through, kind of a result of an interim committee from the end of last year that deals with serious crimes, that's Senate Bill 600.
Yes, it's a bill that makes stronger penalties for dangerous felonies. It kind of targets different things, but they'll be able to bring conspiracy charges against street gang members and easier for the justice system pattern to deal with longer sentences on dangerous felons and get them off the street. And so that now will show up in my committee one day next week, and we'll pass out of there, come back for immediate approval on the Senate floor, and send that one to the House, see what they do with it and how they'll treat it, what amendments they'll put on it.
Senate Appropriations Committee is also meeting.
Yeah, we're taking testimony right now. I'm just about to finish with the first group of testimony from most, but we meet every morning at 8:30, and then when we're not in session, we go back down there and meet again. It's going to be a little over $30 billion, almost $31 billion budget this year. And we'll talk some more about it, but some people that say we're heartless politicians or heartless of one political party or something like that, and we're not. Over 40% of it again this year will be the biggest item is the Medicaid and what we spend taking care of people on Medicaid. And that includes nursing homes, that includes, you know, checks and rent and this, that, and other and all that. So we have tightened up on quite a bit of it. People say we're heartless. That's really not true with what we do. And they say where your treasure is, your heart is also there. Missourians stand up. So we're allocating it, but the citizens of Missouri should be proud that we are taking care of people, and we're working really hard to make sure that those people are truly in need of it, and so that system's not being scammed. And I hate to say it, but it always will be, but if we can just keep working, whittling it down. Another interesting fact that came out in budget this week was, gosh, when I was in the House, which has been probably 10 or 12 years ago when it first came up, but we had over 60,000 state employees, and we're down now to like 56,000, so we continue to whittle away at that and save the citizens money and make our dollars go further. So that's on leadership and Senator. It's in our heart and in our mind all the time, trying to save money, because most of the people out there pay taxes and work for it, and they don't like their money wasted no more than the citizens do at home.